And I noted, Anne, looking online, that excellence seems to be the rule, not the exception, for the Los Angeles Children's Chorus. Now, I don't remember having that good an attention span when I was 6 years old to 18. How do you get the children to do this?
Well, I think we set appropriate challenges in front of them and try to do a sort of teaching and learning process that they're very engaged in. It's not necessarily a teacher always saying, do this, do that, do this, do that. But it's a teacher that inspires them to think about how they sing, think about the text, think about music, hopefully in new and fresh and exciting ways for them.
I've also wondered, because it seems like a lot of times when you get very young children and they get up and start performing, all of a sudden you've got a little prima donna on your hands. How do you avoid that?
Well, we do have children who love to take a great deal of responsibility for success in performance. We help them learn that in choral singing, one of the unique challenges is listening really carefully to one another and helping each other do just the best that the whole ensemble can do. I think it's a great model for a lot of things that they'll face later in their lives, working together with other people, listening carefully, kind of modulating their own desire with that of the need of the entire group. So it really sets a challenge in front of them that they seem to enjoy and want to achieve.
I have had the pleasure of working with an alumnus of Los Angeles Children's Chorus, who I'm very sorry couldn't be here today, and what a talented, amazing young woman, and she seemed to have absolutely no ego, so I was hugely impressed by that.
Well, I hope they have a certain strength that follows them through their life because of what they're able to achieve, and I also hope they have a certain humility before all people and challenges that they face as well.
What would you consider has been one of the biggest challenges for you as artistic director for Los Angeles Children's Chorus? What's one of the toughest things to accomplish?
Well, I must say, at the current moment, we have sort of an embarrassment of riches in terms of performing opportunities. The children have worked diligently, and at the moment, we have so many performance requests coming to us. It's a challenge to keep all of those wonderful artistic partners happy and fulfilling the need. I'm grateful that there's a desire for the opportunity for audiences to hear more from children. So it's a two-sided issue, I guess. It's a wonderful one, but it does create a really busy calendar for me.
I can only imagine. There must be a lot of misconceptions about a children's chorus. They must think, oh, choir or something like that.
Well, and when they hear children, and maybe if they've heard them sing in a slightly different context, they're not sure quite what to expect. And oftentimes the children say one of the favorite things about performing is watching the faces of people who are hearing them for the first time, because the repertoire is interesting and challenging. Their voices I find to be very heartwarming and speak quite beautifully to people. And they so enjoy helping people learn what they are capable of.
They were amazing when I was watching your video from the Kennedy Center. Now, I understand that for the first time last year, you took a pretty exciting trip. Would you tell me about this one?
Well, we had the most remarkable experience and the opportunity to travel to South Africa. I had been to Kenya a number of years ago and had so enjoyed hearing everyone sing, especially the children's choirs, and it had been a long dream that maybe I could take LACC to Africa. And when this opportunity to be a part of an international festival, a South African national festival, arose last summer, I just said, we simply must try to make this happen. The board of directors was very supportive. The parents were eager and excited. The children were jumping out of their seats, of course. So we spent a year in preparation, not only musically, but in meetings with parents and children to help them prepare themselves emotionally and physically for some of the challenges of traveling in a very, very different continent and different context.
What did you find was very different for the children as you were traveling in South Africa?
Well, as you know, South Africa is quite remarkable in its attempt to bring a more equal society for all of its citizens. And it has a huge influx of immigrants, because it is a relatively politically stable country. So as we are traveling in our jetliner and landing in Johannesburg, we get on our luxury bus to travel to our little safari huts where we'll see animals, and we are passing mile after mile of township and shantytown. And we see that the conditions that most of our children live in here in the United States are quite different than what many of the people of South Africa face. In fact, one day we took them into a home of a lady in a shantytown, maybe a room the size of this studio, two rooms for her, and she was very happy, very content, didn't need a lot of things to find happiness in her life. And it was a sobering experience for the children, for them to realize how much they've been given and how much opportunity they have to maybe help in the future make a more equal society.
That would be very, very humbling. We get so spoiled over here.
We realized how much we're given. In fact, many of the children have made some efforts to help. We're in connection with the Amy Beale Foundation, helping children be educated in South Africa, as well as some other organizations that are helping there. So each individual has made some commitment, I think, some more overt than others, but a commitment to make a difference.
What a fantastic educational experience in more ways than just music.
It certainly turned out to be that as well.
I may have to interrupt you here for a station break, but what was one of your favorite experiences with the children performing in South Africa?
I think probably the very first day we left our hotel, and the hotel staff would not let us board our buses until they sang for us. And I thought, where else could you travel in the world where you couldn't leave the hotel until the staff sang? So we all formed this great big circle around them and sang some of our South African songs with them. It was a remarkable day.
Oh, I love that. How much fun is that? The kids must have been sorry to come back.
I think we have several who said they'd like to move to South Africa, so I don't know what their parents think, but who knows?